You're listening to Central Time. I'm Dean Knetter in today for Rob Ferret. State lawmakers are working to pass a bill to expand access to emergency mental health care in Wisconsin. The bipartisan effort would set up more regional mental health crisis centers in the state, which currently has limited options for patients. It often means an hours-long trip to a state facility in Winnebago. During a Senate committee hearing last week, 22-year-old Kirsta Lind of Neenah told her story of a recent mental health crisis and where the current system in Wisconsin fell short for her.
I didn't need to be on a 72-hour hold. I'd been hospitalized 5 times before that and then had never once left the hospital against medical advice. And the hold just made things so much worse. They handcuffed me, put me in the back of the police car, and drove me to the hospital like a criminal.
The bill would create a framework for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services to certify and fund more crisis centers in the state so patients can receive better treatment closer to home. Today, we're talking to a lawmaker on each side of the aisle involved with this legislation, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. How would additional mental health care facilities around the state affect you? Do you want to see more efforts like this from the state legislature? If you're willing to share, have you or a loved one dealt with an acute mental health issue? What was missing in that moment? What would have been helpful? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Clint Moses is a Republican state representative from Menominee who represents the 29th Assembly District. He's one of the lead authors on this bill. I spoke with him earlier today. So as I understand it, this bill wouldn't be building brand new facilities, but certifying and funding existing centers. Can you walk us through the nuts and bolts of how this would work?
Yeah, and there's actually a little bit of both on it. There's a lot that we left up to Department of Health Services for rulemaking. But yeah, we're looking to utilize facilities that are already in existence. There's a couple sites that I've kind of eyed up in my part of the state in western Wisconsin, in St. Croix and Dunn County. But the idea is to try and get it so that we're not having to transport people with mental health crisis clear across the state to Winnebago. And we're trying to set up, eventually, I'd like to have at least 5 centers. So one per DHS, Department of Health Services District in the state.
And I'm curious, what led you personally to get involved in this issue and put this bill together?
You know, I've heard about this long before I was elected. Actually, this whole process started back in 2009. When DHS Wisconsin Public Mental Health Substance Abuse Infrastructure Study was done. I know it's a lot of words, but they identified a need for it back in 2009. Many predecessors from Western Wisconsin had worked on similar projects to this. This funding was actually allocated by Joint Committee on Finance last session and simply was not utilized because DHS was not given, in my opinion, a good roadmap to follow as to how you best utilize this money.
Yeah, let's talk about that funding. How much money is attached to this bill and how would it be used?
As it currently sits, it's $10 million. And I know that sounds like a lot, but when you're trying to do these types of things, basically these facilities would be relatively small, but they're pretty labor intensive. They're going to be pretty heavily staffed with human service, mental health professionals, obviously some law enforcement for security. We're looking at facilities that are going to be at the largest 15 beds. And like I said before, 5 of them eventually across the state. The bill as written clarifies that the first facility needs to be located somewhere in western Wisconsin. So it could be up in my area, up in the northwest, or it could be in the southwest. The Senate lead on this, Howard Markline, obviously he'd like to see southwest and I'd like to see northwest. But the idea is to get the ball rolling with at least a facility. I think the success of these facilities is going to spawn more of them, more facilities regionally. We don't need one in every single community, but we need one that's within an hour driving distance, ideally, for across the state.
As you mentioned, the Winnebago Mental Health Institute is the place where a lot of people have to go when they're experiencing a mental health crisis. Can you lay out a bit more of a vision of how and when you see these facilities coming into play? How would they be utilized?
Well, quite frankly, what happens now is when a person has a mental health crisis, usually the local sheriff's department in our counties has to deal with the situation and transport them clear across the state to Winnebago. So in some instances, like I've talked to many people, and you'd ask before why I got interested in this. Well, before I was elected, I have a lot of friends, patients, and I am a chiropractor, so I still see daily public and talk to a lot of people behind closed doors. And this is an issue that's been identified for quite some time. But in my part of the state, you're giving up a whole shift for law enforcement to make their way down to Winnebago to stay with the patient until they've been checked in and then head back to their communities. So you're taking law enforcement out of the communities for at least a shift. On average, it's anywhere from 10 to 15 hours is what the typical trip down to Winnebago is for law enforcement up in Northwest Wisconsin. And then not only does that cost time, money, and take the law enforcement out, but think about the person in crisis. You take them and you detain them, put them in handcuffs, and put them in the back of a squad car when they're already having potentially the worst day of their lives. And it could be substance abuse as well. That's the other thing I should add. These mental health centers are for people suffering mental health crisis and potential substance abuse as well.
We're talking to Representative Clint Moses right now, Republican from Menominee. He's one of the lead authors on a bill that would help create mental health crisis centers around the state. And Representative Moses, this bill does create a framework for the Department of Health Services to certify different centers. Is there a way to make sure that these are spread somewhat equally around the state where they're most needed?
Yeah, and I should add that there's still in the bill, it does require Department of Health Services to do a report to Joint Finance Committee as well. So there is some oversight, but you know, I gotta give a shout out to the Department of Health Services. You know, a lot of times you'll hear legislators that sometimes bash on the agencies, and yes, we have disagreements sometime, but I work very closely with Department of Health Services. I chair the Health, Aging, and Long-Term Care Committee in the Assembly. So it's important, you know, I can't just put bills out there and dictate and mandate things to the agency without finding out how it's going to affect them and what type of support they need. So it does leave a lot of room for rule promulgation from Department of Health Services. But like I said before, the bill specifies that these facilities must be 100 miles from Winnebago to start with. So the idea is to regionally place them. And I'm confident that the agency, along with guidance from Joint Committee on Finance, and rest assured, people like myself will be paying attention and watching this to see it. And I best describe it as like a pilot program, see how it works. And if it's successful, I think one will become two, will become five very quickly.
Yeah. And if it is successful, how do you envision funding going in the future? How do you envision it if it grows, you know, and it needs more money?
Well, and we had two sessions ago when that $10 million was allocated, the State Fiscal Bureau had come up with that number based on what I said before, which was facilities of 15 or less beds or residents that would be able to be there. And the other thing I should make sure I mention is that these facilities are intended for crisis, so 5-day maximums. Now, one of the things that was brought up in the public hearings that we had last week on this is what happens at the end of 5 days? Well, clearly, we're not just going to turn the person back out on the street. We're hoping that in that 5 days, if they were in one of these crisis centers, we've developed a plan. The mental health professionals have developed a plan and transition them back into the community and make sure that they get the support they need. The other advantage of these regional facilities is that it keeps the person closer to their family and hopefully whatever support system they have, rather than pulling them out of their community and sending them clear across the state.
And you have a handful of Republican co-sponsors on this. And in a minute, we're going to be talking with your Democratic co-sponsor. How do you feel about the support this has received so far? Are you feeling optimistic that this could pass?
I am. And, you know, I was proud to have a bipartisan bill passed last session as well. And I will say one of the things, and this is my sophomore session, that I do is I try to find what I can do that's going to help my district, my community, and the state as a whole that actually has a chance of passing. You know, I did a lot of the legwork. My office and Senator Markline's office did a lot of the legwork on this, along with Department of Health Services coming up with this bill and this plan. And then first thing we needed to do is find Democrats, people across the aisle that would also support it and see the value in it. So this is a bill that not only is fiscally responsible when you look at the cost to our communities, pulling law enforcement out, the cost to the family, the cost to the person that's going through the crisis, if you leave it undealt with, leave it untreated. And then also it's the right thing humanitarianly wise to do. It's the right thing to do to help these people get through the crisis and hopefully turn their life around. So, yeah, I'm proud to have bipartisan support. We've got a number of Democrats, a number of Republicans, both in the Assembly and in the Senate on this bill.
We'll leave it there for now. Representative Moses, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Republican Representative Clint Moses from Menominee. He talked with us earlier today about a bipartisan bill he introduced to create more mental health crisis care centers in Wisconsin. Now we're joined by one of the co-sponsors of that bill. Mark Spreitzer is a Democratic state senator from Beloit who represents Wisconsin's 15th Senate District. Senator Spreitzer, welcome back to Central Time.
Good afternoon.
So why is this bill important to you? Why did you sign on to it?
I've been hearing about this issue as long as I've been in the legislature, which is almost 9 years now, and I've been hearing about it from law enforcement folks who are concerned about the difficulty of transporting people several hours away to Winnebago. I've heard about it from family members of loved ones who have been in a mental health crisis and have really not had adequate resources, and there have been other bills in the past that I've supported that haven't become law, and so this is a slightly different approach that really feels like we might be on the cusp of actually moving the needle and getting something done here. And I had a chance to visit Winnebago Mental Health Institute earlier this spring, and it's an amazing facility that is incredibly necessary for people where that is where they need to go and the solution that they need. But really, you know, as Representative Moses was saying, if somebody's in that mental health crisis, first of all, we need a place where they can voluntarily check themselves in, which this bill also is aimed at providing, if they're willing to do that. And we need a place where they can be taken if necessary on an involuntary basis that doesn't require being put in a police car and driven for hours across the state. You know, that's not the environment somebody needs to be in for that amount of time when they're in a crisis.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about the situations where someone might be apprehended by the police while in a mental health crisis. But the vision for these centers is not only those circumstances. Is that correct?
Right. You know, I've talked to family members where, you know, their loved one was willing to check themselves in someplace voluntarily. They said, I need help. And sometimes it's really hard to figure out where to get that help if you need that inpatient kind of care. And so this is hopefully going to provide ultimately five more places around the state where when somebody says, I need help, they or their family members will have someone to call.
And it has not been all smooth sailing when it comes to mental health care funding between the parties in the state capitol. In the governor's last budget proposal, Republicans took some funding out of mental health. Why do you think this idea right now is getting some bipartisan traction?
You know, there has been bipartisan support for different versions of this in the past that just haven't gotten over the finish line. But I'm so glad that there are conversations between DHS and Republican legislators and that we have Democratic legislators supporting this as well. Because really, you know, we have to have the legislature and the administration working together. That really feels like it's happening in a meaningful way right now. And that's what gives this a chance at finally being successful.
Democratic State Senator Mark Spreitzer stays with us. He's the co-sponsor of a bill that would create more regional mental health crisis centers in Wisconsin. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this idea? Do you think it goes far enough? Is there more you want to see from the state legislature in terms of mental health care? If you have experience dealing with a mental health emergency for yourself or a loved one, what was that experience like? What would have helped in that moment? We'd love to hear from you. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can email ideas@wpr.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Dean Kinetter. Right now, we're picking up our talk with Democratic State Senator Mark Spreitzer. He's with us today to talk about a bipartisan bill that would certify new care centers around the state for people going through mental health emergencies. We're taking your calls, too, at 800-642-1234. What do you think about the options that are currently available in Wisconsin? What more do you want to see in your area for mental health care? Let us know at 800-642-1234. Senator Spreitzer, we heard earlier from Representative Moses about working with the Department of Health Services on this, and this bill would create a framework for them to certify different centers as one of the options in a certain region. How important is it for you that they're heavily involved in this?
It's incredibly important. First of all, the governor has to sign any bill into law, and that means he needs to feel comfortable that the agency in charge of implementing it has the tools needed to implement it. And also, we want to make sure that these are facilities that are incredibly well regulated to protect patients who might end up there. And the Department of Health Services plays that role. They are also the department that runs the Winnebago Mental Health Institute that already exists. And so, they are the best position to be in this space. And we need to make sure they feel comfortable. And I'm glad that, they submitted extensive testimony in the public hearing on this bill. I understand they've been part of an amendment that is pending to make some technical changes. And so all of that really points to a good process here.
And when we talk about facilities here, centers, are we thinking about hospitals mostly, other type of centers? What do we have in mind?
So a hospital could be part of this. A county could take this on. I think we're open to, there are probably a couple of existing spaces that could work for this. But I think we're trying not to define that too narrowly, because as we look around the state to ultimately have five regional facilities, that may look different in different parts of the state as opposed, in terms of whether it's a county, a hospital, a nonprofit that steps forward and says, we're able to handle this.
Let's go to the phones now. We have Susie with us in Lodi. Hi, Susie.
Hi. Yeah, I happen to be listening in, and my family has suffered with mental health issues with people that we've loved. And basically, number one, you don't get help until you get arrested. Number two, you can't get pharmaceutical help, and you can't get counseling help. Someone that I love spent 10 years at the Mendota Mental Health Facility and did get aftercare, but had to have another crash and spent a week for $42,000 in a lockdown in La Crosse. So I would just say overall understanding healthy body, mind, and spirit, and we have no health care that's affordable in this country. Thank you.
Susie, thank you so much for calling and sharing that experience. Senator Spreitzer, what do you think about what Susie had to say?
Susie, that really rings true to me. And we do need to work on those community supports for folks. This is about that moment of crisis. But we need to make sure that when someone gets through that crisis, that they do have the ability to afford medications and counseling and things like that. And when I visited Winnebago this spring, we heard from a panel of patients there. And one of those patients was getting ready to be released back into the community and was talking about, her concern that she might end up back at Winnebago because she won't have the supports in place in the community to stay healthy. And so, this bill is part of the answer, but we can't stop here. We've got to do more.
Susie, thanks for that call. And Senator Spreitzer, we mentioned earlier that there's about $10 million in this bill attached to this project at this point. If this gets implemented and starts rolling along, are you concerned about funding in the future being perhaps a partisan issue, being a battle in the budget? What do you foresee?
There's always battles over funding in the state budget. I hope it's not a partisan battle. I would hope that in the future we'd come together and advocate for more funding as needed on a bipartisan basis. But I think the fact that there's been money set aside right now, let's get started and then let's see what we need to keep moving forward. We still have a $4 billion surplus left over after the last state budget. So $10 million is very small compared to that. If we need more, the money's available and I hope we can come together to provide it.
And what have you heard from your Democratic colleagues so far on the idea of this bill?
So we have a number of Democratic co-sponsors. All three of the state reps in my Senate district have signed on. I certainly think that we'd see strong Democratic support if this moves forward to a vote, which I hope it does.
Do you have a timeline in mind for when that might happen?
I don't set the calendar here, but I would hope sooner rather than later. We've got one more week in our fall legislative session. The Senate is scheduled to be in tomorrow and then a week from tomorrow, and the Assembly is on a similar timeline. So it would be great to get this through now, but if not, we'll be back in January, and I really hope we get it done then.
And is there anything else about this bill in particular that you really want folks to know or think that isn't getting talked about enough?
You know, going back to the law enforcement piece, you know, I have heard from police chiefs, sheriffs, individual patrol officers just about the fact that, you know, this is not something that they are well equipped to do in terms of involuntarily transporting people in crisis. You know, the shorter that transport can be, if it does have to be done, the sooner that a patient can be handed off to a medical professional. You know, that is what law enforcement's asking for. It's what patients are asking for. You know, then our local police can be back in our communities taking care of crime rather than having to spend hours on the road with somebody in their vehicle who really doesn't want to be there.
And then beyond emergency care and this bill, are there other things, Senator Spreitzer, that are on the top of your list when it comes to mental health care funding?
We've got to continue to focus on our youth, and you know, I'm glad that some of these facilities would ideally take youth who are in mental health crisis. But you know, we need to get youth access to counseling. We need to continue to work with our schools to make those mental health services available in schools. I know that's something Governor Evers has been pushing incredibly hard, and we didn't get as much done on that in this state budget as I would have liked to see. So that's really a top priority, especially you know, coming out of the pandemic, we've seen our youth having more and more challenges. And the more that we can help them get counseling and other services that they need when they're young, hopefully we don't, you know, get to a point where they're in crisis and actually need one of these facilities.
Well, Senator Spreitzer, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mark Spreitzer is a Democratic state senator from Beloit who represents Wisconsin's 15th Senate district. He was with us today to discuss a bill he's co-sponsoring in the Senate that would create new regional mental health crisis centers in Wisconsin. Earlier, we spoke with Republican representative and co-author of the bill, Clint Moses, to get his perspective. And as always, if you or a loved one is having thoughts of suicide, you can call or text 988 to reach the 24-hour National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. That's 988.